This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimber. On this day, February 24, 2016, Lenny Baker, vocalist and sax player for the 50s tribute band Sha-na-na, passes away at the age of 69. Joining the group in 1970, he appeared with the band on their TV show, which ran from 1977 to 1981, as well as appearing in the 1978 movie Grease, where he sang lead vocal on Blue Moon. On this day in 2006, the Sex Pistols give a virtual middle finger to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when they issue an open letter on frontman Johnny Rotten's website, saying they have no intention of attending the induction ceremony at New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Quote, "Next to the Sex Pistols, rock and roll in that Hall of Fame is a piss stain. Your museum is urine and wine. We're not coming." Unquote. On this day in 1999, Madonna wins 4 Grammy Awards, including Best Pop Album for Ray of Light. On this day in 1988, Elton John is knighted by Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace in front of his parents and his partner David Furnish. On this day in 1990, Johnny Ray, the 1950s teen idol, dies of liver failure at the age of 63. He scored over 20 top 40 singles between 1952 and 1960, including the number 2 hit, Just Walking in the Rain. He was even referred to in Dexy Midnight Runner's 1982 hit, Come On Eileen, as poor old Johnny Ray sounded sad upon the radio. He moved a million hearts in mono. On this day in 1982, John Lennon's Double Fantasy album is named Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards. Kim Carnes' Betty Davis Eyes wins for Record of the Year, and Sheena Easton is named Best New Artist. And on this day, February 24, 1976, what album becomes the first album in history to be certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America? The new certification represented sales of at least 1 million copies for albums and 2 million copies for singles. The Platinum Award was originated in the early 70s because gold status was achieved by most popular records in a very short period of time. What's the album? The answer right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, February 24th, 1976, what album becomes the first album in history to be certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America? The new certification represented sales of at least 1 million copies for albums and 2 million copies for singles. The Platinum Award was originated in the early 70s because gold status was achieved by most records in a very short period of time. The first platinum album is The Eagles. Their greatest hits, 1971 to 1975. Here they are with Desperado.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your just some people talking. Your prison.